The victim in the fatal Ponsonby shooting and the gunman don't appear to know each other, according to police. They've released a photo of the alleged shooter and are appealing for help identifying him. But they're also warning he's dangerous and shouldn't be approached. A man was gunned down after 10:15pm after he and a group of friends got out of a car on the popular cafe and bar strip and started to walk in the man's direction. Police say the shooter had been denied entry at a bar shortly beforehand, but continued to linger around Richmond Road. A number of shops in the area stay closed today and part of the street was cordoned off for much of the day. Detective Inspector Chris Barry explains what they know about the man.
We have very clear CCTV images of our offender and we are very keen to identify him by name and to ascertain his current whereabouts.
So to be clear, at this point, the police do not know who he is.
That's correct. At this stage, we are looking to identify him.
He's got a seemingly distinctive tattoo on his arm. What does that say? Do you know?
At this point in time, we haven't been able to read that clearly. Having said that, I think the images are of a reasonable quality that someone out there is going to recognise this person. So it could be a parent, it could be a sibling, another relation, a friend or an associate. And what we need is for someone that does know who this is to pick up the phone and let us know who he is, also, if possible, where he is.
You have said that the victim and a group of people got out of a car on Ponsonby Road and were walking in the direction of this man when the shooting happened. Were they going up to him? Was it their intention to go up to him?
No, it wasn't. They happened to be on Ponsonby Road at the time when this occurred.
So, Detective, are you saying this is a totally random attack on that group of people?
Look, at this stage, we've been less than 24 hours into the investigation. It's too early to put firm labels as to what the motivation for this offending is. But at this point in time, we haven't established what the offender's motive is. So our priority at this point, given the risk that this individual poses, is to identify who he is and to bring him into custody as soon as we can.
Let me put it another way. Had this man, the shooter, and the group that the victim was in, had they had any previous interactions that night or that weekend?
Not that we're aware of.
Your concern for this man that you're trying to find, obviously he's committed a violent act. Are you worried about other people in the public? Is he a danger to them?
Well, look, we are deeply concerned that he does remain out in the community. We don't know at this stage who he is, and the best possible outcome for us is for us to detain him as soon as possible, and that is going to mitigate the risk to the public.
There are a lot of CCTV cameras in the area. You say that he went to a bar and he was declined entry. Had he been drinking somewhere earlier in the day or afternoon?
At this point, we're still working through CCTV, so yeah, we are able to put him there on Ponsonby Road when the offence was committed. And as I say, our priority is to identify him and to locate him and arrest him.
So when Chapel Bar turned him away, did he say anything to them? Did he seem aggravated?
What I can say is that it didn't appear that he had brought attention to himself particularly prior to shooting our victim.
I understand that some of the security people at the Chapel Bar tried to assist the victim. Is that right?
I understand that, yes, they did move to where the victim was after the shooting.
How many shots were fired?
Multiple.
And was anyone else injured?
Not that we're aware of.
And so when
obviously, with multiple shots being fired, there is potential for there to be multiple casualties. But at this stage, it appears that victim was the only one that was struck by the shot.
Where did he pull the gun from?
We believe that it has been concealed in the bag that he's carrying.
And when he left, you said he headed in the direction of Richmond Road, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
Where is the last place you have him?
On Ponsonby Road, a short distance from where the shooting occurred. This is like a rapidly developing investigation. So, yeah, we are working on those inquiries as we speak.
Since you made that photo public, Detective, has anyone come forward and said, this is who I think it is?
We have received nominations that we are working through, and I'm not really able to go into any further specifics about that.
Have multiple people told you it is the same person?
No, look, at this stage, I'm not going into specifics about nominations. that's something the investigation team is working through.
Anyone involved in this incident, to the best of your knowledge, a gang affiliate or a gang member?
I think once we have identified who the offender is, that is going to be the time for us to be able to answer that question.
Given that you've had some people say they know who he is, are you searching properties this afternoon?
Not commenting on the investigation.
So can you tell me whether the gunman said anything before he fired the weapon?
No, I'm not able to comment on that.
Where had the people who got out of the car come from or been?
It's not something that we are releasing at the moment.
And that was Detective Inspector Chris Barry. They are appealing for members of the public who have video around the time to please upload it to their website. We will, I think, put a link to that or details on our webpage.